Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 15. Why repentance and forgiveness are so closely tied together. It's conventional wisdom among many that it's our job to initiate a relationship with the Lord Jesus, and then it's our job to maintain it. The basic idea seems to be that the Lord is waiting for us to hang on, and if we fall off or backslide, too bad for us. He's like a storekeeper waiting for us to find him. If we don't, we've hit it. The truth is that we're not strong enough to make a success of hanging on. The everlasting gospel has better good news for us. Our salvation does not depend on our strength in holding on to the Lord, but on our believing that the Lord is holding on to us. The Bible pleads, "Be reconciled to God." A clearer understanding of His ongoing, persistent love is needed. The Good Shepherd is not waiting for the lost sheep to find his way back. The Lord is not like a storekeeper waiting for us to come to where He is, popular and orthodox as that idea has been. He is going door to door, knocking, seeking us. He will seek what was lost. When God so loved the world that He gave so much, He took the initiative in seeking a relationship with us. We didn't ask Him to do it. Further, now He seeks to maintain the relationship with us, awakening us morning by morning, to educate us and train us. The Father took the initiative in waking Jesus up every morning. Does He love us less? Our problem is that we so often refuse. We pull the covers over our head, or we sleep late because we stayed up late the night before. We don't respond as Jesus did. He tries to maintain that relationship, but it is possible to wear out His patience. He Himself is infinite, but His patience is not. Anyone can insult the Lord and abuse Him only so long. Consider the goodness and severity of God. It makes sense. For each who is saved at last, it's God who took the initiative. For each who is lost at last, it will be He who took the initiative in turning away from the pleading of the Holy Spirit. You cannot fall into a ditch without the Holy Spirit warning you. But if you silence His voice so long, you become deaf to His pleading. Let's learn now to recognize that voice.